before I go to the word this morning, I just want to say I'm excited about our youth group, the name of the new youth group, Ignite. When I think of Ignite, I think of dynamite. And in the Word of God, the word dunamis, the word for power, that's where we get our word dynamite. Jesus said, you shall have power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you like dynamite. Lord, ignite the dynamite of the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Let it flow. I'm so glad Brother Steve and Sister Cindy took this burden on. The Lord led them to work with this youth group, and Sister Val had joined. And you know what? There's more. I believe God's got a calling for some more to be part of this. And we're trusting the Lord that He is. If you're not baptized now, we're trusting the Lord. He's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost so you can minister and be what God wants you to be. Praise God. Aren't you glad this morning? Oh, praise God. Let's continue to pray and not give up and trust the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. Would you turn with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 7, one verse that has been with me, and just part of the verse. Genesis chapter 7, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Noah, pardon me, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. And I want to use for a subject this morning, come into the ark. Come into the ark. This morning, everyone I think knows the story of Noah's ark. Teach it in Sunday school. Everybody has an idea, a thought about it. And it's kind of a children's story to some degree. You know, it's something that the kids are taught. And and it is sometimes romanticized because we think of the dove and the olive branch and the rainbow and you know, that it's kind of a pleasant, but it's really more than that. It's a visitation of divine displeasure, which occurred when the world existed about 2,000 years after the start. It was a most terrific judgment, a terrific judgment on humankind. That God, the story talks about the moral state of humanity back then. And it's sometimes, it does parallel what's going on today. And sometimes it's a little too close for comfort to really deal with what was the issue. What was the issue that God, after He made man, saw the situation. And in, if you don't have to turn, but in the sixth chapter, it says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that He had made man on the earth, and it grieved Him at his heart. It goes on further to say, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted His way upon the earth. And we say, Lord, God looked at this and God was sorrowful. He had a heartache about His creation. He saw the evil. He saw how man had corrupted everything, and God was grieving in this situation. And it filled His heart with pain. But this story of Noah and the ark is not just about punishment, but it's about love, that He gave mankind, humankind, another chance by preparing an ark. He gave Noah the directions and how to build it and how to make it and all the parts that went into the ark. And it took Noah, I think, 120 years, if I remember correctly, to put this together. And God found Noah. He saw Noah as a man who was righteous, not perfect, but a man who was righteous and stayed away from the evils that were around him, that surrounded him in society and in the world that was known there. And this, the people in those days were, before the flood, were enjoying banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time that Noah gathered, Noah entered into the boat. And it was a normal thing. And for 120 years, Peter writes, he was a preacher of righteousness, preaching all this time. And for 120 years, the people are watching this construction of this ark, mocking, I'm sure, not putting any seriousness to it. And we're unaware, even as the storm clouds gathered, unaware till it was too late. And you know, God put just one door in this ark. One door. And this ark is a type of Jesus Christ, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But when he called him in, he says, come into the ark. And today, there is a great parallel to me with what happened in the days of Noah. We read, and you know, we just look around us and we see the situation, the signs that are there. And I just want to take a moment. You don't have to turn to this, but it says in Matthew 24, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. And these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. There's going to be an unbelievable increase in immorality and shamelessness and rebellion against God and throwing off moral restraint. And that will characterize these last days: sexual perversion, immorality, adultery, pornography, drugs, ungodly music, lustful entertainment will abound. It will be as in the days of Noah, when the thoughts of human hearts were evil continually. It will be as in the days of Lot, when homosexuality and lesbianism and all kinds of sexual perversion permeated society. And what do we see all around? I don't want to get into all those things. You see it. You see what's out there.
Right.
Sexual immorality.
Right.
Violence. Corruption.
Right.
Anger. And you know, it seems like to one that is not paying attention, all of a sudden, this happened. The last 30 years, last 20 years, last 10 years. What happened all of a sudden? We got this gender identity problem that I think I'm a horse or a girl or a pansexual. Or I don't even know what some of that stuff is. But how did that come about? It wasn't all of a sudden. It didn't happen overnight. The enemy has been on the move. The enemy has been working 40, 50 years, putting people in places to affect society, in the colleges and universities, in key spots in government all over the world, in entertainment, in sports, key folks. How did this come about? The enemy has been laying the plan. He's had a plan and he's been executing it for all these years.
Amen.
He's not been sleeping.
Yet.
He might be attacking you, but he's working.
Yes, he
and we talk about the enemy working. I want to talk about someone else. God is working.
Yes,
God is moving.
Hallelujah.
We don't talk enough about that. God is moving. Praise the Lord. I believe that with all my heart. He's working more today than ever before because he knows the time is short.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. He wants to bring in all the lost.
Yes.
Not willing that any should perish. Is it God's will that my son or daughter, husband, wife, whoever it is, or the worst case you can think of in your family, be saved? Is it God's will for them to be saved?
Absolutely,
absolutely it is.
Yes.
Jesus didn't die for just a few. He died for the whole world.
Yes.
Oh, praise God. Oh, aren't you glad this morning? And what did he do in Noah's day? He prepared an ark, a place of safety. And that ark, as I mentioned, was a type of Jesus Christ. It was constructed out of wood. The cross upon which Jesus died was constructed of wood. Noah was instructed to make a single door in the side of the ark. It was the only entrance into the ark. Jesus Christ is the only entrance into salvation. Amen. No other name whereby we might be saved. Only Jesus. Praise the Lord. He was instructed to cover the ark with pitch, the inside and out, so it could sail. Just as the blood of Jesus covers us from head to toe and washes us clean. Aren't you glad for that? Praise God. Oh, there's salvation in his name. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us this morning, Lord. And today, we have invitations from the Word of God. Come into the ark. Come in to the ark. Come in to Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't stand on the sideline. Don't stand on the shore. Go up the gangplank. Walk in. Come in. You notice he said, he didn't say go in. He said, come in. Where I am, where my presence is, come in to the ark. Praise God. Aren't you glad for that this morning? Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, it's not, if I could put this in today's kind of situation. You know, there's a full-size replica in Williamstown, I believe, Kentucky. It's a theme park, full-size ark that people can go see. And if I could put that, how would that we behave today? Well, I could see, you know, people going around and looking at it and say, what an oddity, you know, that's really something. And hey, honey, get in, let's take a selfie. Would you come in and then we'll get a selfie in front of the ark and, you know, not understanding the seriousness of the situation which we're living in. The signs are telling us time is short. Now, I'm not predicting when and how or what, but the signs are telling us everything is coming to pass. It's the beginning of sorrows. We see what's going on. Just pay attention a little bit. In fact, you can't get away from it. If you turn on the news, it's more corruption and more turmoil and more disagreement and crime. And would you ever think some of these store chains are closing their doors in certain cities because of the looting, the robberies? And they put people are voting people in that are not prosecuting crimes. and they're fining the employees. Don't try and stop the looters. Don't do that. Don't stop them. We're going to fire you if you try and stop them. Let them loot. You talk about up is down and down is up. And white is black and black is white. That's what we're living in today. What does that tell us? The call is going out. Come in to the ark. Amen? Come into the ark. Oh, praise God. In Numbers, Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Raguel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying into the place of which the Lord said, I will give it to you. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good, for the Lord hath spoken good concerning Israel. He tells his father-in-law's son, come with us. We will do thee good, for God is blessing Israel. In Isaiah, he writes, come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Oh, praise the Lord. Sometimes we get such a negative connotation about ourselves. Well, I've been a mess up all my life, or I'm not amounting to anything. I don't have the credentials, or whatever the case may be. We put ourselves down. And we look at our past failures as if that can control the rest of our life. That doesn't have to define us. You understand? That does not have to define us. What we were back then, we can change because God's powerful. Amen. God's able to fix us. Praise the Lord. You may have been born a certain way, but that doesn't mean God can't change you. God can lift you out of sin. Praise the Lord. He can take away the habits. He can take away the bent to sinning. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, you're marvelous. We have testimonies in this congregation of what God has done. Can I embarrass my son? He got away from God as a young man in high school. And drugs and alcohol. And not a good crowd. And he hid it from me and his mother as much as he could. But we saw it. But you know what? The good seed was there all along. And one night, a Sunday night, right here, right there, just opposite where Cal is sitting, he was on his knees on the floor. And the Holy Ghost came on him. And I sat there and just began to bawl and weep as he began to speak in tongues. God changed him, took away everything in one fell swoop, took away everything. My son-in-law, Ron, was baptized right here the same night, and two other young men were baptized. Is God able? Oh my God, he is able. What we were, we may not have been proud of. We know we all fail the Lord, but we're not the same way now, and we're going to be changed further in the future. The word says we go from glory to glory. Oh, praise God, by the presence and spirit of God. There is hope, my brother and sister. The call, I feel the Holy Spirit come into the ark. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you may not be baptized in water. You may have not made a commitment yet. Come into the ark. You may be baptized in water, but have kind of stalled along the way. He's saying, come into the ark. You may be baptized with the Holy Ghost and cooled off a bit. And he's saying, come into the ark. Amen. Amen. A place of safety. We sang it this morning. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. Amen. Amen. Oh, halahama shandiahaya. Glory to the Lamb of God. Isaiah writes, I love this. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, Come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Not talking about the staples of wine and milk. He's talking about the things of God, the goodness of God. His goodness is running after me, and he's running after you, praise God. He hasn't written you off this morning. The only one who can write you off is you. Amen? You're the only one that can write you off. God won't do it. Praise. Oh, I love that this morning. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, praise God. Are you got a heavy burden? You unhappy? You know, life has really dealt me a lot of bad turns. And I'm so discouraged. And I don't know if I'm going to make it. My brother, the Holy Spirit is talking to you this morning. You're going to make it. Oh, you just come into the ark. Come into the ark. Praise God. He wants to do a work that only he can do. Praise God. You know, I love when it says, the meaning is so beautiful. We're new creatures in Christ. We're born again. All things become new. We're new creatures in Christ. The old man is under the pressure and blood. There's a new man within us. Before, we could only plug into the carnal man. That was the only plug on the wall. But God, through Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, we can plug into the spiritual port and the Holy Ghost can move. Glory to his name this morning. Oh, praise God. You got a lot of burdens on your shoulder this morning? Don't have much hope? We had a message Wednesday night. Victory's on the way. Amen. I've been praying a long time, Brother Ron. It's not happening. Don't let that deter you. Don't stop. I love the word. I think it's in Isaiah. Even before they call, I will answer. In the scripture, Brother Steve read Wednesday night about Daniel. He prayed 21 days, and the angel came and told him, Daniel, from the day you prayed, God sent the answer. I was detained by an evil spirit, but the answer was on the way 21 days ago when you began to pray. Does God make us wait? Son, allow us to? Yes, he does. But in that waiting, I believe there is grace. Don't let the enemy destroy your hope. Don't give him that power. Amen. We are more than conquerors. That's what the word says. Why is the word so important? Because it tells us who we are. We're more than conquerors. We don't have to be like a pinball and a pinball machine, just bounce to and fro. The enemy can just knock us around all he wants. We let that happen. We let that happen. Brother Steve's teaching on authority. Oh, praise God. I love what Jesus said. I give you power over evil spirits, scorpions, and I give you power over those things. Praise the Lord. In Revelations, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. What an invitation this morning. Well, I'm okay. Everything's going good. My financial situation is secure. I'm retired, or I got a good job. nice home, and kind of do anything I want. My health is pretty good. I'm getting older, but I'm doing okay. And the Word is telling us, we just read the negative part, these are the signs before the end comes. These are the signs. Are you looking at the signs? Do you believe what the Word says? The rapture is going to happen. The rapture is going to happen. Whether you believe it or not, it's going to happen. Amen?
Amen.
The dead in Christ shall rise first. The graves are going to open and give up the dead. Woo! Hamashiach Handahala. Glory to His name. Oh, glory. I get excited when I see that. And we which are alive, you see, we're the only ones that are going to hear the sound of the trumpet. Amen? I'm listening. I'm listening for the sound. Song Slim and Zelma used to sing, "Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down." When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna get up out of the ground. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. They sang it with a twang. I wish I could do that. Oh Lord, praise God. You know, some people I think are starting to question, can you tell me about the rapture? Seeing what's going on, we've never seen things like we're seeing today. Every nation, every country is disturbed. Rioting, murder, corruption, evil, all around us. We have never seen anything like this before all over the world. There is no peace, no peace, no communion. There's no getting together. There's no unity. It's a mess. And what do we say? Lord, we're keeping our eyes on the eastern sky because the day of your coming is coming soon. Praise God. You know, he says, no man knoweth the hour. Let me read that. No man knoweth the hour. But of the day and the hour knoweth no man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Oh my God. Oh my God. Brother Ron, you're trying to scare us? If it would work, I'd try and scare you. This is serious. We're not just playing church here. No, I want to tell you about the goodness of God that we sang about just a few moments ago. His goodness is running after me, and He's running after you. God's desire is for you to come into the ark. God's reaching out in mercy. Hell was not made for His creation. It was made for the enemy, the devil. And I say, Lord, help us to get serious, to wake up, to understand the time. Paul wrote to Thessalonians, Brother, you have no need for me to write into the times and season in which you live. That was 2,000 years ago. How much more today? I'm going to close right here. I asked Lisa to sing this song. We had it a long time ago. And let me read you the words, because it's an invitation and an answer to the message. Oh, my brother, I know you're out there with all your burdens and heavy load. You've been traveling down this highway far so long, far so long. Oh, my sister, I know you're crying because you feel lost down in your soul. Where you're empty, Jesus can fill you. All that he asks is you come on home. Come on and meet me down by the river, and let's dive in like little children do, and let our troubles wash to the Father. He'll wash you clean and make you new. Father, mother, son and daughter, we're all searching for that peace that can fill us and reveal to us the sweet forgiveness that we all need. So come on and meet me down by the river, and let's dive in like little children do, and let our troubles wash to the Father. He'll wash us clean, and he'll make us new. The blood that flowed from Calvary is in the river still. The crimson flood will wash and clean you if you only will. So come on and meet me down by the river, and let's dive in like little children do, and let our troubles wash to the Father. He'll wash us clean, and he'll make us new. He'll wash us clean, and he'll make us new. Hallelujah. Zechariah wrote, "In that day there shall be a fountain open for the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness." Ezekiel saw a vision of the river that flowed from under the throne. And it was a river that started out small to the ankles, into the knees, into the thighs, into the hips. A river that flowed over my head. That is the blessing, the forgiveness, the Spirit of God flowing in that river. The psalmist writes, "There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High." Oh, Messiah. Oh, Lords, help us to step into the river. Come into the ark. Come into the ark. Amen. Praise God. May the Lord bless you as you listen to the words.